8:32 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, our producer Jonathan Schaefer, Kevin out today. And let's bring in Michael McCann, legal analyst and writer for Sports Illustrated. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Of all the interests involved in this story, who do you think's holding the strongest hand?
Well, I think the mayor has the strongest because ultimately he has to approve the destruction of the existing property. He has power over public resources. And I think that his leverage over the situation put him in a position where he can extract concessions from Major League Soccer. He appears to have done that. And, you know, my guess is eventually they'll reach a deal and everyone will be okay. But I would imagine he is the most sort of persuasive or influential figure in this.
What about, how does MLS looking at this? Because they thought, you know, they were getting in, you know, on a great situation, and suddenly, you know, it's spinning its wheels.
Yeah, I think Major League Soccer probably feels like it was a little bit of bait and switch, that they got got approval for subsidies for a new stadium. They had the enthusiasm of the municipality and its government and its mayor at the time. And I think that they felt that they're making a commitment to the city and the city's making a commitment to Major League Soccer. And then that changed. And, you know, why it changed, you know, I think there are a lot of fingers that could be pointed, but they clearly are not happy about the situation. But I don't know if they're going to leave. I mean, I think that, you know, there's already a team now in Nashville. It has a growing fan base. It seems unlikely that the team's going to go anywhere. I know Major League Soccer could intimate that they could take the team away, but that's easier said than done.
How does this fit into sort of the modern thinking about allocating taxpayer dollars for pro sports entities?
Yeah, there's been much more resistance to that. Ever since the stock market crash in 2008, I think municipalities and state governments have been a lot more scrutinizing about sending over money to billionaire sports owners, right? Right, that it's not a group that necessarily needs the money. But at the same time, teams have gotten money at the end of the day, and leagues in particular have been willing to relocate franchises, or at least threaten it, in order to get money. I mean, look at the NBA with the Sacramento Kings. There was a chance they could have moved to Seattle. It didn't happen. And it looked like the NBA was playing Seattle and Sacramento off each other as to which city would give more. So as long as there's interest among cities for teams, the league still has some leverage. But I think that there are some communities that have become a lot less willing to give over tax dollars for, you know, sports arenas.
We're speaking to Michael McCann, a legal analyst and writer for SI.com.
Yes, Michael, thanks for coming on. Sorry about that. But how do you see this playing out, the good, the bad, the indifferent? What do you think is going to happen here?
I think it ends with a deal. I think that there'll be a new stadium. It will not cost the city as much as was originally promised by the city. The mayor will get a political victory out of that, and the fans will still get a stadium. I really think the mayor has the leverage here, and it looks like he's using it in a way that is going to give him a victory. Now, if that doesn't turn out, and if Major League Soccer gets very frustrated, and if they try to pull the plug on a team, or they take steps that suggest that's going to happen, then the situation becomes more contentious. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that it's a city that the league wants to be in, and it's really just about moving enough dollars to make it happen. Now, there are concerns. There's litigation about the location where the stadium would be. That could delay things, but I suspect that will eventually get worked out as well.
Michael, I got to ask you this. You've written about it a little bit, too. The Astros are having their I'm sorry press conference, and it looks about as lame as it gets. But with all the with Mike Bolsinger, the former player, suing them, could this lead to a class action lawsuit by the fans?
I mean, it could. I think it's tough for fans to argue that they have standing, because they sort of got what the ticket know, the game ticket only gives you a right to go to a seat and watch a game between certain teams. And teams are very good about minimizing their legal exposure for what happens during games. I mean, even in baseball, you can get hit in the head by a foul ball, and it's almost extremely difficult to sue over that. So I think fans could try that. To me, the additional lawsuits are maybe more threatening to baseball. For instance, you mentioned Mike Goldsinger, that lawsuit where there's a pitcher who's a finesse pitcher, and if his pitches are known, it could cause really irreparable damage to his career, which is what he's arguing. Or there's also lawsuits brought by daily fantasy sports players, and their argument is that baseball is in contract with DraftKings and FanDuel, and as a result, baseball is sort of pledging for the integrity of these games. Those lawsuits, to me, have a better chance than just a pure fan lawsuit.
Michael, we're big fans. We appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll speak to you down the line.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it.
All right. Michael McCann, just a phenomenal legal analyst, especially when it comes to sports. Straight ahead, of course, Take Three, and maybe a word or two about what looked like a really lame press conference with the Houston Astros. 8:40 on the Wake Up Zone, but first, Blaine with a word about Eurofix.
Yes, no one wants to go to the vehicle repair shop. It's like going to the doctor for an operation. Typical first reactions. How do I know really I need what they say I need? Sometimes you really wonder if repair recommendations or you're making someone else's mortgage payment. Blaine Bishop here to tell you that people are tired of getting bamboozled. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of auto repair shops, come on over to Eurofix. Eurofix repairs everything European. So if you feel like you've been lied to or taken advantage of when it comes to auto repair, come on over to Eurofix. It's a place you can trust. Eurofix will always tell you the difference between recommendation and a must-do. You get a free 15-minute no-wrench inspection at every visit and no appointment necessary. Just come when you want to come. Eurofix also offers a free nationwide 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all works, plus a free rental car with reservation on every repair, so you're not stranded sitting around all day. And all you have to do is just give them a call at 844-EUROFIX. That's right, 844-EUROFIX, Monday through Friday. Or you can just check them out online at myeurofix.com. But make sure you tell them Blaine sent you.